This is John Batchelor speaking with Bradley Bowman of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracies about how the attack on Jerusalem and Tel Aviv and Bethlehem changed things in the Middle East. And going forward, the response will be immediate to Iran provocations firing from their own soil. In other words, we've turned a page. Brad explains here very carefully. What's next is unknown. But now, clearly, raids and salvos and air defenses are going to be a constant, not never. Here's Bradley Bowman. More of this later.
At risk of oversimplification, I would say that you can view kind of Israelis' views on the world. You can really talk about a pre-October 7th worldview, or at least regional view, and a post-October 7th. In some ways, maybe to a different degree, you can also talk about pre and post world in terms of the attack this weekend. Why? Because, you know, Iran going after Israel is not new. It's just in the past they've used their proxies to do it, as we've talked about, to displace the consequences and counterpunches onto others, usually Arabs. But here we have a direct attack from Iran against the state of Israel. So a Rubicon has absolutely been crossed. I think we're going to continue to see the Islamic Republic of Iran using its proxies to attack Israel. We've seen that since the attack this weekend. But we're also going to see Israeli covert attacks against Iran. But depending how Israel and the United States respond, I think this attack last weekend means we should expect more attacks directly from Iran whenever they're not happy. And I think Israel is going to feel even more licensed than they already did to conduct attacks, covert and overt, directly into the Islamic Republic of Iran. That is a new, or at least different, Middle East.